Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk. And no one knows where Yams is at. It's probably too fucked up. But tune in once a week. They always got a new brew to review. Hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. I got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer. Oh, yeah.
I had mentioned this gentleman before, getting smacked in the head with a frying pan.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now, these are some adventures into courting women. This guy I told you about, he has a friend he lives with. Well, this friend hears from guys that he works with that there's a really good bar down in Indy. So, him, we'll call, I don't know how to refer to, there's three of them, right. Okay?
Use the Three Stooges.
Yeah. Jose.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my favorite third stooge.
Hose B and Hose C.
We'll just go guy A, guy B, and guy C.
I guess.
Okay.
Same thing.
Like I said, guy A is my partner's brother.
Okay.
Guy B is his friend he lives with, and guy C is a third guy that they know. Well, they all pack into this truck, and they go down to Indy to this bar, this club. A, B, and C go in. And they're hanging out for a little bit. Guy C, he's like, well, I'm not really feeling it. I'm going to go wait in the truck for you guys. So he leaves.
That's a weird
which
response.
Is kind of a weird thing. Yeah. You're right. Turns out, Guy C is the only one that's not fucking retarded.
Oh, good.
This was a good thing. He caught a glimpse into the future.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Guy A and B proceed to sit there for about another half hour, 45 minutes. Before they're there for about a good hour before they realize there are no women in this bar. And about that time, and what the real kicker was to confirm it for them all, was a gentleman approached Guy B, put his arm around him, and then proceeded to speak with him like he was trying to pick him up, like he was a woman. And that's when it all came crashing down on Guy B. And Guy A as well.
Literally,
they finally realize they're in a gay bar.
Right.
Guy B proceeds to tell the gentleman to get the fuck off me, you queer.
Oh, come that's on. That's a good thing to do there.
And then proceeds to get beat up by three or four guys in the bar. Guy B gets beat up and thrown out the front door. Guy A gets hit once or twice and runs out the back door to the truck to join gentleman C.
Guy C got picked up.
Guy B then proceeds to try to flag down the police in front of the bar.
Oh, God.
The police stop. Guy B is then arrested for public intox.
And possibly a weed crime.
Guy A must go back a couple days later and bail him out of the jail in Indianapolis.
Holy shit. Oh, God. At least he didn't get arrested for public bleeding.
So, were they drinking before they went into the gay bar? Or did they get that
they probably
fucked
had
up?
A couple pregame yeah. beers because they're both kind of broke. So, pregame is probably on the plan.
You know, me and my buddy went out drinking this weekend. I was about 10 minutes into sucking this guy's cock, and I realized I was in a gay bar.
Yeah. He bought me pizza and asked me to go home with him before I realized I was on a date.
You know what? I went with it. Kind of nice. I mean, the pizza was good.
So I woke up next morning, him in my arms, and I realized,
I might be gay.
That's and amazing. I proceed to have a talk with my partner about how his brother and Guy B should probably just get into a relationship because it might be safer for the both of them.
Together?
Keep him out of jail. Yeah. Yeah, go gay. It might be safer for their own health.
They already knew which bar to go to. I mean,
so right, that was like a premonition beating.
That was about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay, that was about 2 weeks ago. Over this last week,
they butt fucking.
Guy B, his parents decided to go to Florida on vacation. They have a little bit of money, so their house got nice, and they're like, well, we want Guy B to come to our house and watch house while we're out of town.
All right.
He's like, well, can Guy A join me? They're in their 40s. So Guy B's dad's like, yeah, come over, and I'll lay down the ground rules, and you guys can stay here.
So you pretty much asked a 40-year-old to come over for a sleepover?
Yeah, they're having a sleepover away from their house. They always stay together.
If you're 40 years old and your parents still have to give you ground rules.
Exactly. Okay.
That's amazing.
Well, they leave. They go stay.
Do these guys have a drug problem or anything?
Unfortunately not, no.
That's
what
sense.
I asked. Neither one of them. They're just dumb as fuck.
They're too dumb for drugs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Throw drugs in it. It might be safer because they'd be too lazy to do anything.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. So, backstory. Guy B's parents leave. They stay at the house. Well, they go into Muncie hang out at the mall, the bars, try to pick up women. And they succeed.
Oh, God, really?
And they convince these women that this is his house.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're hanging out.
This is 80s comedy.
Hold on. They're hanging out, and they tell the girls that they can stay there with them for a couple days. It'd be cool. They leave to go do something, come back.
Oh.
Jewelry, guns, all kinds of shit are missing from Guy B's parents' house.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that'll happen.
So, holy shit. And they're trying to find these women. They give them a fake number. They're not where they found them before. They're afraid to call the cops because they don't want Guy B's parents to find out. So, and they can't find him. Well, Guy B's parents decide to call, say we're coming home a couple days early.
This is an 80s.
Almost on the T.
Right?
Please tell me they broke into someone else's house to steal stuff to replace.
Hold on. So they panic. So they go to the pawn shop. Maybe they'll find their guns there.
Yeah.
They don't. So, and four guns were stolen. Jewelry and some other things. They had enough money between the two of them to buy one gun and put it back in the safe and hope to God nobody fucking notices. That did not proceed to work out.
Weird.
Parents got home
and
immediately called talking about, what the fuck did you guys do? And by the end of it, he finally had to admit what happened, tell the cops what happened, because they called the fucking cops on him.
They should.
The parents called the cops on their son.
Yeah.
And then finally explained, so they didn't go to jail, they're looking for it. Father calls and is like, listen, your buddy is no longer welcome to come anywhere near my fucking house, or I'm going to call the police. You are no more likely to come to my house, or I'm calling the fucking police on you. You're my son, but you're a fuck up and stay away.
That is insanely pathetic. Like,
oh my gosh.
One gun. Yeah.
One gun.
It's like a band-aid.
I have a fairly serious question. Did they ever recover the guns?
This happened just last week. As far as I know, no.
Oh my God.
It's not going to happen.
Their four guns were stolen.
We're talking about meth.
What?
I wish our two friends that I've been telling stories about, I wish their excuse was they was on meth. But they're not. They're just dumb.
A, B, and C?
Well, this is just A and B, mostly.
Yeah, you gotta think C was the regular one. He probably didn't stick around A and B.
Yeah.
Well, I had a story to begin with.
He was the smart one.
But then I got another one, which still will lead into the first story. So I told you, guy A, guy B, they share a trailer, right?
No.
I don't remember that.
No, he did.
I did. Okay. Because the dude got knocked out at the trailer. That was the first story.
Yeah.
So the trailer was an intricate part of the original telling.
Yeah, I made a joke about it's not really a home if you...
Was that last episode?
So, earlier.
That's why I didn't realize. Well, yeah. Okay.
They don't have a washer and dryer. So the nearest town to them other than Muncie is like Gaston. You guys ever been to Gaston?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Been through it several times.
Yeah, it's the blink of an eye. You might miss it. Okay. Well, they got a laundromat over there. And that's where they proceed to go. And they're washing their shit. And all of a sudden, one of the washers begins to leak water.
Makes sense.
And on the wall is a number to call in case of emergency. They decided to go ahead and just leave that there. We're not going to fuck with that. What we're going to do...
Numbers is hard.
...is just look at it for a minute and decide it's not going to quit on its own. So instead of simply just turning the machine off like a normal human being would... They pull it out a little bit, make it a little bit worse. Then their next idea is, well, since there isn't any, like, handles on top of the valve stem for the spigots.
Oh, my God, they broke it.
They're like, well, we can't turn it off there. Let's just disconnect the hose.
Well, yeah, you got to.
Because, you know, that'll work, right?
Yeah, math and stuff. Math. My bad.
Science.
Yeah.
That proceeds...
We're Bill Nye this shit.
They learn very quickly. That proceeds to make the situation much, much worse. Now, because leaking on the floor, it's spraying about the building.
Yeah.
And they're the only two in there.
That's
of course,
good,
there isn't an adult around to help adult them. Okay, and remind you, they're 43. Okay. They're not like,
they're that old.
We're not 18 and striking out in the world. No, these fuckers have been around in society 43 fucking years.
I'm not a huge fan
The way you describe it is like if they're part of a reality show where they take toddlers and let them go do adult stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
On meth, yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of like using this thing to solve problems, but I feel like these guys need to be ghostbustered.
Yeah, possibly.
Okay.
Euthanasia.
That might be another one.
Late term abortion.
Well, after a while of this, they decided maybe it's time to put use to this emergency contact number on the wall.
Okay. I hope at this point their phones are too wet to work.
And they call.
Okay.
And a guy answers. He rushes down and proceeds to begin to blight them, yell at them, going, "What the fuck were you doing?
Why did you touch the hookups, you dumb bastards?"
Exactly. Yeah. What the fuck made sense of this? Why didn't you unplug the machine? Why didn't you turn it off? And begins to just rip them a new fucking ass.
Good.
He's pissed. Well, guy A decides to call his mother.
Because, of course.
And she's like, "Well, what the fuck do you want me to do? This is your... You can't... No. No."
Could you imagine that phone call?
Got off the phone with him.
"There's a mean man being mean to me, mommy."
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, son, you're over fucking 40. Come on.
And,
this was his hose.
"I was tugging on his hose, and now there's liquid everywhere, mommy. Come out.
I'm all wet, and he's yelling at me."
Well, the guy proceeds to yell at them and call them names. Well, guy B is like, he gets angry because this dude's talking about paying for this damage. He's like, "Well, I'm going to sue you for defamation. Because you're calling me mean names." And the dude's like, "Are you fucking retarded? I'm going to sue you for damages to my fucking building." And he's like, "Well, what damages?" He's like, "Look at the fucking walls. Look at everything. The machine. You flooded the floor." He's like, "Well, I don't see nothing wrong with that. I cleaned the floor for you at least." So he at least tried to turn around for a good thing. Didn't really work.
I'm the good guy in this story, yeah.
And then afterwards, I don't know if they called the cops or what, but it got around to guy B asking him if they're hiring.
Oh my god.
And the guy's like, he's apparently not very smart because he's like, "Well, who are you asking about? Well, who the fuck else is he gonna be asking about? He's gonna be asking about a fucking..."
Well, he probably assumed that nobody was that dumb.
No, guy B was talking about himself. And that leads into my original story of how this man lost his job and he's looking for a new one because he proceeds to tell the manager of the laundromat his story and why he doesn't have a job any longer.
Who hired him to be a professional doy-doy?
I don't know.
Okay.
But granted, he's worked for almost 10 years as a dishwasher.
Hmm.
Never moved up. At the out on 28.
Oh my god, are you serious?
You may want to bleep that, I'm not sure, because I'm going to talk bad about them here in a second.
Oh god, I don't even know what that place is.
Well, he's worked there for, like I said, 10 years. Never went up in the company from dishwasher. Well, while he was working one day, he went to the bathroom. He didn't come back for a minute. And the head cook got worried because, you know, he's probably thinks that guy's probably handicapped and may need to be checked on. Goes in the bathroom.
He's jerking off.
And he's fucking going at it.
Yeah, I knew it.
That's fucking beating away. And they proceed to fire his ass on the spot.
You can't fire somebody for jerking off in a bathroom.
Well, fuck if you can't in a restaurant.
A restaurant.
Hey, but real quick question.
That's better than jerking off in the kitchen.
He's not wrong.
James, true.
How do you know the story?
Well, because guy A is my partner at work. It's his brother.
No, okay, all right. I was really hoping they... Hoping.
The hoping.
I was really hoping. I saw that movie.
It's the new M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Midnight Joe.
It's The Shining, but with Obama.
It's The Shining, but dumber.
He told it to you himself.
Nope, I don't know.
I bet he does. At, like, parlors or, like, parties, he just does.
But he's the good guy. Like, I decided for the people that I would go in that bathroom. And I would do my business for peace.
I don't want to get real horny like rape somebody, or, you know.
Yeah, I could have been a rapist. Think about that.
And now that he's unemployed, his...
Well, the truck stop is the place
to be a rapist?
Yeah.
Well, now that he's unemployed, his landlord comes around. He's like, "Well, you know, hey, rent's due next week." And the guy proceeds to tell him that he's unemployed and why. And he's like, "Well..."
And why?
And he's like, "Well, that doesn't really matter. You still have to pay rent. Okay,
because you owe me money." I jerked off at work.
So he doesn't even own the trailer he lives in. He rents
it. Yeah.
So they're about to be homeless and set free upon the world.
Hold on. And he's like, "Well..." Wow. He's like, "Can't you help me out?" He's like, No, I can't. Not. I'm not doing that. I'm not
helping. You'll jerk off on me.
So guy A decides he's moving out and leaving guy B behind, now jobless.
They can't split up.
I don't know.
No, they're still.
They will survive without each other.
They're the dynamic duo.
I don't know if
the world will be safer or less safe with them.
Well, no. Now they're separated, so they can cause havoc in two places at once.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh no.
It would have been better if, like, guy A or
they'll
guy...
probably meet up at the bar.
There you go. And get caught jerking each other off in the bathroom. Yeah. Guys, we got fired from a bar. I don't know how that works because we were not employed. But I did find out dicks are fun.
So, yeah, that's their adventures right now.
I feel like we should get them on the podcast. Your story, James? The guy B thing?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to change it up, man. We already know guy B. His nickname is Troll. Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and give you guy's name. Guy A's name, which first name is Jason. It'll make it a little bit easier and less confusing.
Okay.
And as we discussed, Jason moved in with Troll into his trailer, and Troll got fired.
For jerking off in a bathroom at a restaurant. Correct.
Okay, well, I have a little update. Information I learned post-hand about Troll's trailer is not a trailer like in the conventional sense. It is a camper trailer.
Oh, my God.
A 16-footer, I do believe.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Okay.
How long's yours, your camper?
27-foot.
That's depressing.
Okay.
That's a tiny-ass camper.
I don't know how long mine is, but it's shorter than yours.
And I come to find this out, I didn't realize it, but he's also a midget.
What?
He comes up maybe shoulder height on me.
Interesting.
He has kind of the same haircut I do, like that, like,
what? Shaved on the side.
Macklemore haircut, as they call it, but it's a little bit thinner. Mm. And he has a kind of a bulbous head. Okay. So that gives you a prospect. And then Jason's tall and lanky.
Oh, wow. So that's quite a combination.
I just had like a butterfly moment in my head, like picturing all the stories, but now with a midget.
Exactly. Okay. See,
that's not exactly where my head went. My head went to, oh, they're friends because the one guy doesn't have to bend over to suck the other guy's dick.
That, I'm thinking, is also possibly a scenario here. Okay, well.
If they ain't doing it yet, they're going to.
Well, like I told you, Troll lost his job and everything, and he's looking for a new one, and the camper people... The people he rents his space from, because apparently he's not the only one.
So does he just live on a campground?
No. It's a park. I mean, like, you can bring it in, he's a park there, but he lives there. Okay? And there are other people that live there in campers, too.
Oh, man, that's really depressing.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he got the idea that he wanted to spruce up his camper a little bit and maybe...
You know what? Today I'm going to wipe some of the cum off the walls.
It may be today's the day. If it comes to it, maybe he can sell it. Worst comes worse. So,
just be homeless?
Sell the camper he doesn't own?
No, technically he owns it. He was able to buy it. He just pays lot rent.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and that's his rent.
Like a lot of older retired people, especially in areas with good campgrounds, will do this.
Yeah, it's not that bad. I mean, the Bozarts where I used to camp, that first row was people who lived there.
I mean, I guess you can say it's not that bad, but also he's became a professional Randy Quaid.
Well, he decided he would jack it up and make it level, so he jacks it up and puts it on a couple bricks. Well, he had a friend over. He's like, well, if you jack it up a little bit more, we can put skirting around it, and it'll look a little bit better.
There you go.
They're like, okay. And as they're trying to figure out how to do this, they go to jack it up again and put a hole in the middle of the floor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay?
Got to.
And that's an issue. And they don't know how to fix it. So they go to the guy who owns the place, and they're like, hey, how do we fix this? Because I guess Jason decided not to move out and move away from his friend that he ruined his life.
He can't.
By taking him to the gay bar and getting arrested and all that other horrible shit that happened to him before.
After all the shit they've been through together, they're best friends for life.
Butch and Sundance.
That's the funny part.
Man.
Troll's the one that got arrested at the gay bar, too.
Oh, yeah.
Butch and Sundance.
So, the guy, he comes down, he checks it out. He's like, all right. Well, he's like, I can help you guys out. I have a tractor that has forks on it. You know, and what I'll do is I'll come down tomorrow because it's kind of late now, and I'll lift it up. We'll fix the floor. We'll get it on the third brick like you want. I'll get it high enough, and we'll go from there.
All right.
And those two, they think, okay, that works great. The next day, they get up. They're like, well, instead of having this guy help us after he gets off work, we'll go ahead and do it for him so he doesn't have to worry about it. Okay. Well,
oh, my God.
We've already discussed their intelligence so far. Not a great idea for them.
Oh, no, that's a great idea. I like it.
So what they do is they get in the tractor, and they go to pull up to get underneath it, pick it up, and they put the forks in it. The forks enter the trailer.
So they're up to three
holes. So they stop.
Right.
Okay. And he's like, okay, I'm going to put it in reverse, and I'm going to back out, and we're going to stop and let Guy help us. Because this is horrible now.
Yeah.
They didn't get it in reverse. He slams the gas, drams them all the way through it, and the wheels and everything hit the trailer, dent it, and now there's big holes in the side of it.
That's amazing. So...
So they quit and they stopped. They turned it off and walked away from it. When Guy got back, he's like, okay. Well, you guys can't do that. We can't fix this now. That's not fixable because it's such... He's like, well, Troll's like, well, this is the only place I have to stay. This is all I have. Do you have another one I can buy from you?
You just made this really sad.
Stop.
No. I give no pity.
He's like, well, we just got one. I just bought a camper. It needs work. I was planning on doing it, but I guess I can sell it to you, and you guys can do the work, and we'll work something out. They're like, okay, but he's like, but we can't sleep in this tonight. So the old guy that owns the place.
It's not that cold out. Why couldn't they sleep in it?
The old guy, this was a couple days ago. This was before right. Started, I mean, still it gets down to 30. You know, be outside.
I guess. They're already naked cuddling for warmth. I don't see the issue.
Well, they call their parents and stuff. Nobody lets them stay. Okay. So the old guy's like, he's like, well, for a couple days while we get that set up, I'll let you stay in my garage.
Oh, gosh. They burned it down. They had
a rollaway bed and a fold-out couch out there.
That's probably a step up for them, honestly.
Okay.
Does he do porn casting on the side? Yes. Why does he have this shit in his garage?
Because he redoes all the fucking trailers, all the campers, all that bullshit. So he has a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, some campers have couches and stuff in front.
Right, yeah.
All right, so they stay the night. Old man wakes up in the middle of the night. Smoke in the house. Fire alarm's going off.
Oh, God.
He goes out there to find Troll throwing water and trying to beat the couch out because he done fell asleep with a cigarette in his hand and caught the fucking the fold-out couch on fire.
What the fuck?
And he's like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? My wife's on oxygen. I asked you not to smoke in the house.
Why does everyone keep asking us that?
He's like, we didn't smoke in the house. We're in the garage. He's like, it's attached to my fucking house. There's only a doorway. That's it. It ain't a separate building. This is part of my house. But we're in the garage. And there it's Jason sitting on the rollaway smoking a fucking cigarette. Why he's yelling at him about smoking a cigarette.
Oh my God.
He's like, you know what? I'm fucking done. You two, get the fuck out. It's over.
Yeah.
So now they are officially homeless. They were able to find a friend to let him stay the night, and that was the last I've heard about him so far. But as it goes on, I will keep you guys updated.
Please do. What the fuck?
Oh, my God. So, at this point, I'm these stories are way too good. I'm just questioning James.
No, I can't make this shit up, bro.
Where's the camper?
It's somewhere in between Muncie and Gaston at a little park, little trailer park.
Well, no, yeah, but they got booted. Did they just leave it there?
I left it there. It's junk. I can't do anything with it.
Yeah. Well, three massive holes.
Yeah, three massive holes. Nobody's going to buy that.
Oh, I'm sure this didn't duct tape over it.
You know, just some stories make you think the suicide rate is just not high enough.
Wow. Like, you got to imagine, though, this dude, Troll, had a normal life where he went to work every day and he was happy in his environment, what he had, until his friend moved in. Since his friend moves in, he's gotten beat up. Thrown in jail at a gay bar, lost his fucking job, lost his house, and he's getting sued by a laundromat. This man's life has gone to shit because of this one dude. He's like cursed or something. I don't know.
Why is he still there?
As his best friend.
How?
Been friends since they were kids, I guess.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Maybe you're right. Good head.
Head makes, it's got to be the blowjobs.
Good head makes best friends.
Right.
The guy who got fucked over is the short one, though.
Is he the one that got
that's him.
Yeah, masturbating.
Well, he said he lost his job.
Yeah,
but he sued by a laundromat.
But that was his fault.
So wait,
but he never got caught before his friend moved in.
Wait, the midget was the one that got caught jerking off at work.
Yes,
that makes a lot more funny actually.
Yeah. I wonder if he was like hiding in a trash can or something.
He was in the women's room. He's in the trash can looking out the flap.
And that's why it's so illegal. What the fuck? Yeah. God, that's terrifying.
Yeah, it's an awful thing.
Can you imagine just like knowing that there's a chronic masturbating midget around somewhere?
Oh, God.
You never feel safe. Like, he's somewhere.
And he's homeless now.
And he's jerking off. Yeah, he could be anywhere.
Yeah, now he's become a wonder.
Yeah.
He's roaming. If it was winter, he'd be a bit more secure, but it's starting to get warmer out. He could be anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he'll become a drifter killer and then give us more to talk about.
Maybe. He'd fail at it, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just give him the boot.
Yeah. I gave that guy a hand job for 10 hours straight and he's still alive. I don't understand.
My hand's chapped, but that's about it.
Not too far outside of Muncie, and before it gets Gaston, there's a small trailer park where this story takes place, and it involves our wonderful friends, Troll and Jason.
I feel like we need to give Jason a better nickname.
I wish I had a better one for him, but...
Is he the tall, skinny one?
He's the tall, skinny one. So
Lurch and Troll?
Mm. Yeah, we could... He's not quite that tall.
Troll and Brip and Boomstick.
Boomstick's
Broomstick.
Way too...
Broomstick.
Yeah. They've probably played with those before, if you know what I mean, though.
But, well, since they were homeless, Troll's father, who said they couldn't stay there, kind of took pity on him. He wouldn't talk to the owner of the trailer park.
Oh, he sure as hell didn't let him back in his house, though.
Nope, that shit wasn't happening. He goes and talks to him, and he agrees that they find a place that they can put back there, move back there. Okay.
Right.
So his father even goes so far as to buy them an RV that he found for sale online.
Okay.
Talks to the guy, pays the guy, goes and pays him, and gives Troll and Jason the keys to the truck, said, here, go pick it up.
Oh, God.
Move it to the trailer.
You can't trust him with that kind of responsibility.
Well, you figured he would have fucking learned. He's just about as dumb as they are.
He has to be.
Well, they go.
Like, getting involved with these people at all.
Well, no, if he's as dumb as they were, he would have fell for the whole one gun thing.
Yeah.
I had four guns, but now there's one gun. No, this checks out.
He's got about three or four more brain cells firing at once.
Okay.
So they go, and they pick up the trailer. And they're on their way back, and all of a sudden they're like, hey, gotta pull over. And something new came to my attention when I was talking to his brother. When Jason gets pulled over, he's extremely nervous.
Oh, good.
To the point, and it makes him gag.
What? So, like, he sees lights and it's just...
The better question is, why is he always giving roadhead?
He's allergic to cops.
He was driving and allergic to cops, yes.
I feel
like the cop comes up and he's like, yo, what's wrong with your buddy? He's like, yeah, he's just nervous around cops, you know. He's like, cops, like, all right, whatever. He's like, you know why I pulled you guys over? I'm like, no. And Jason's just over.
Were they driving in reverse?
No. He's like, well, we got a report of a stolen RV. A stolen trailer. They're like, no. He's like, it kind of matches the description of this one here. He's like, no, I got a receipt. He's like, well, that doesn't change anything. This has still been reported stolen. Well, they eventually get a word out. Troll calls his dad. They call the guy. They call the other guy. Who still has the trailer waiting for it to be picked up at his house. They went to the wrong fucking house. Took the wrong one. So literally, they really just steal this.
Oh my God. All
right. And it gets
a little... No, hold on.
Okay.
So, I mean, to be fair, he shouldn't have been in it.
Yeah. It was a trailer.
It was a trailer.
You said RV.
It was smaller.
So... No, so they
there was a truck involved.
It was a camper. Sorry. Yeah. They went and got their new camper.
So I should have known they were moving up in life. It had to be a camper.
Who paid for the camper?
His dad. Troll's dad.
Oh, so he
was nice enough to talk to the guy, get him allowed back on the property, bought him a whole new place to live, and I'm fucking this up again.
See, he should have known. You do not get involved with these people. I don't care if it's like if they're starving and giving them a cookie. Somehow,
it's going to come back on you.
Yeah, you're going to get hit up. He almost got grand larceny.
The cop ends up talking to the guy, the owner of the stolen RV, the owner of the purchased RV, and Troll's dad. And they get it worked out. And he talks to the guy they took it from. He's like, look. They'll bring it back. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Oh,
you're good to go.
How can they be that stupid?
So
it'll be my response.
So the guy who has the stolen, you know, guy's RV, he's like, okay, that's fine. Well, they get back. The cop follows and they drop it off. And all of a sudden, Troll's like, he's talking to the officer. He's like, you know what? Can you do me a favor? The cop goes, well, yeah, what's up? I think I got a warrant. Can you check? So the cop's like, okay, sure.
Gladly.
Troll's dad's standing there. Jason's standing there.
Oh, I'm like, yeah,
and he's like, what the hell's wrong with you? You ask the cop. There's other ways to find out why the cop's running his fucking name. He's like, you just go online, look this shit up.
Yeah.
Cop comes back. Yeah, you got one.
Get in the back of the car.
And you turn around, put your hands behind your back.
What a fucking idiot.
Wow.
So they arrest him, and since Jason was with him and all this went down, they searched him. And he had about...
He's sitting there going,
what? He had about half a joint in his jacket pocket.
Oh, fucking that idiots.
That most likely wasn't his because he's retarded. And like...
Hey, probably put on the wrong person's gun.
My partner was telling me, he's like, dude, I've only known him to ever get high one time. He freaked the fuck out, locked himself in a bathroom, and called and ratted on my aunt, who was in hiding from my uncle for an abusive relationship.
Oh,
told her where she was.
Oh, my
he
God.
He doesn't do this. He doesn't smoke.
He gets smoked once a guy's ass kicked by her piece of shit husband.
And he's like, he's got asthma, so he don't smoke. So literally, he said it was like, he let this girl borrow it, but she was outside at this party, thinks it was hers. But they don't know her name, don't know where she's at. So the cop's like, well, you're going down for it.
Yeah.
Arrest his ass, too.
So now they don't need a home.
Well, Jason, or Troll's dad bailed them both out of jail.
Why? They're safer there.
Because he has a job. It turns out they've known each other since, like, middle school. So this poor man has had to put up with his son, his retarded son, and his retarded son's friend for years now. Because they're both in their mid-40s.
So this guy's just giving up.
That's why
he keeps helping him, because it's like, I can't get rid of him.
Yeah. It's like, I feel bad if the midget and his retard died.
Like, I wonder how bad it is. Like, if he watches cops on TV, like the show, does he throw up?
I don't know.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
You can just walk up behind him. What you gonna do? And he shits himself.
Just pull up at his house with some red and blue lights on, like, a bicycle, and just watch him start throwing up and pass out.
I like how you said house, like he's ever gonna own one.
He did at one point in time.
Oh, God.
His ex took it. He's got kids.
I figured oh, no.
He's got, like, two or three of them, and he has an ex who took his house.
And his kids. That's probably for the best.
They're probably not even his kids.
That's a possibility, too.
He probably picked up the wrong ones from the playground. Ah, you'll do.
No. His wife never left him. She's still waiting for him to come home.
He just forgot her.
He went to the wrong house and just continued.
Why would I go home to my wife and kids when I have a midget in an RV?
So do they ever get the new camper?
I don't know. I assume so. Eventually, yeah.
I doubt it. I mean,
the dad paid for
that's kind of where so the story ended for me. I'm not really sure.
I'm sure the dad went and got it after that.
Yeah, and took it there, and then went and got them idiots out of jail. I would have made them stay the night.
Oh, at least. Yeah. I mean, well, it's just as big as their house. The cells are. Their problem is they might have been in different cells, so they couldn't suck each other to sleep like usual.
No, they probably could have.
Into the bar.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like I said, imagine this guy, who probably still had his original trailer if it wasn't for this other dude. How much less trouble he'd be in.
I just can't believe
it. But then I got to thinking, I'm like, no, he'd be in just in the trouble because he tells the cops he's got fucking warrants.
Yeah.
You're volunteering yourself for jail. That.
What was his warrant over? No info?
I'm not sure.
Why?
Masturbating in the bathroom.
Oh, that could have been jerking
probably
off.
Probably not showing up for court after getting beat up in Indianapolis by
Gideon. Oh, yeah. So.
Yeah, him getting beat up at a gay bar. There was him jerking off in public.
He was on probation before that. I know he'd been arrested for DWI a couple times.
Can you legally be too dumb to be free?
Yeah. Yes.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the warrant was for.
He could be locked up in asylums. And
no, that's insanity, though.
We don't have asylums anymore.
This is whatever. Just pure stupidity. Homes. Like, he should legally be, like, made to wear a helmet.
Yeah.
Like, I would say they belong in halfway homes, but they just burn it down.
They live in a 1/4 home right now anyway.
16th.
Yeah.
Our wonderful duo are back again this week. with slightly good news, you know. After they were bailed out of jail, his father went and, you know, like I said, got them out of jail. Went and picked up the correct camper, took it to their camping spot, talked to the old man who was allowed to camp there still, or live there, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, even the old man decided, well, maybe it was just a bad mishap. We'll make it right. He's like, they're setting up their new camper. You know, they're hanging up lights, getting their shit ready, you know.
Oh, shit, they brought out, like, Christmas lights?
No, not Christmas lights. Like, they put down sidewalk solar lights.
Oh, shit, those are $1
like
a piece.
That. You know, they were put out their chairs on the porch and stuff like that, you know, kind of set up, you know, looking fairly nice, being a new camper and stuff. So he's like, all right, I'll cook some food out. I'll take some barbecue down to him. So they're down there, take some food down to him. They have a great time. They talk. They're like, you know, the only thing is he's not on the lease. We'll get that fixed. They get it all worked out. Jason's on lease now. He can stay there. No issues. Everybody's happy. They're like, listen, just don't have a big party or anything. No parties out here. Because, you know, it's old people live out here. And you're not the only ones here and stuff. Yeah. And it's just really not that big.
It ain't no party like a camper party, because a camper party is really fucking depressing.
No, we had fun the time we did ours.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, but we can leave when we're done. We don't have to live there.
Except for midget. That, I mean, it was all fun until that one night I sort of got super drunk and lost my shit.
That's true, you did flip out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of got tackled by James's wife.
Yeah, that's funny.
So
it's kind of like, you were talking, and then you were, like, I saw one of your feet go behind the fucking camper. You were gone.
So what they did, they decided to celebrate. They have a couple friends over to help them finish getting stuff ready. And maybe have a couple beers. No big deal. Everybody's cool. And all of a sudden, cars start pulling in. People just start showing up. All of a sudden, there's a fucking party. Their two friends that I invited over decided they were going to have a party. Invited a bunch of people.
Oh,
I like
shit.
That.
Started parking everywhere.
No, I like that they pretty much decided to do what we do every weekend. But it's like if we sit down, I got you guys over, we started drinking a couple beers and started to record a podcast, mm-hmm. and then calls 9/11.
Yeah.
It makes no fucking sense.
So, yeah. And all of a sudden, the old man comes down, and he's like, what the hell did we just fucking talk about today?
And they're like, no, it's parties. Not a big party.
No party. You know, what the fuck is this? I mean, it's that simple. No
this is
fucking
a medium
parties.
Party at best.
And he's like, we didn't do this. This isn't our fault. And legitimately, for once, it wasn't.
That's the sad
part. It's just
part,
universe
yeah.
going ahead going, well, you didn't shit on yourself this week. We're going to take care of it for you. So they shut it down. People were mad. They fucking tore up the yard, peeled out, tore up the grass and shit as
oh,
they were leaving.
Oh, fuck.
So now they look really bad. And it's like, look, we're going to have to talk. I'm going to talk with my wife. We're going to decide if you guys still stay here by Monday. So he goes down and tries to talk to his wife. And like, look, we didn't do this. These people showed up unexpected.
I know there were 20 people here, but there was only collectively 8 teeth. So I think it doesn't count.
And 4 yeah. brains.
So after they get their shit together,
everybody was
they
doing
may
the
be
same
again.
So it's still up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
They might be able to stay. But no, right? Like, there's no way. I don't see how.
And not unless this guy has a really big heart and takes pity on these two retards.
Which he hasn't yeah. shot him yet,
no.
you know, at this
Even
point.
Even though they caught a fucking couch on fire in his garage. So.
Right.
That's true.
From smoking once they've already been told not to smoke.
That's the guy we need on the podcast is the
yeah.
landlord.
He got a gym. That all got worked out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they still have court later on, but they're out right now. They got the correct trailer to the spot. Everything got worked out so they have a place to live. They didn't get kicked out because of the party. So
oh, they didn't. See, we didn't know that.
They didn't. Everything's cool there.
That dude has a heart of gold.
That dude reminds me of
that
the song, What
does.
If God Was One of Us?
And it's him, and he's trying his patience. Let me tell you what. Because, well, I guess they went out to a bar, and this and Troll was talking to this dude's old lady.
Oh, good.
And then, like, they got into it, and then, like, the dude, like, sent him a threatening message. Somehow they exchanged numbers.
That's weird.
And he's like, you know what? Fuck you. You know where I'm at. You know, you ain't shit.
This was Troll?
Yeah, he said that to somebody. Okay.
The tiny person.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this guy went there, and they weren't there, so he busted every fucking window out of their shit and broke all their shit.
at the campground.
The
campground trail, yeah. So now they can't stay there.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
So yeah, it has no glass in it anymore.
I'm surprised they didn't just
But
sleep
he did
on
get
it.
Another job working with the other idiot, so that should end well. They're trying to move to Huntington now.
They're gonna get fired for jerking off on each other.
Probably.
I mean, it's halfway happened before.
Yeah, so.
Robert's confused. You see, there's this he's a midget.
There's this guy and this other guy.
Yeah.
And they got arrested for being at a gay bar, if that makes sense.
They called somebody there a homo and then tried to fist fight them and got the shit kicked out of them.
Okay.
Which is hilarious.
He called him a queer.
Oh, queer?
He said, get
okay.
your hands off me, you queer. And they're in a gay bar.
Okay.
Yeah. And then,
so not the brightest of bulbs.
They got thrown out and arrested, so, yeah. Oh, no, no, God, no. This light's been out for years.
Okay. They ran a forklift through their home.
Yep.
Their home is a camper like I have at the campground. That's okay. Their home.
Smaller okay. than mine.
For a tall man and a midget.
The guy that owns the campground is nice enough to let them stay after every
Wait,
fuck off?
Do they know Dr. Venture?
They might.
Holy shit. You're not kidding. Oh my God. That one just, the taller one just needs white hair.
I was going to say, is one albino?
No, but he's tall and has blonde hair. Wears a trucker hat.
Close enough.
It is seriously like the really poor version.
No, they oh, live in a trailer on that.
I know, oh, that's yeah. what I'm saying. Underneath the roadside.
It's wow. way more depressing, though, in real life.
Yeah.
Is the small one a boy genius?
No, he's a bathroom masturbator.
And his restaurant
he got fired
job.
For it.
A restaurant.
Okay, not what I thought was going to be said.
Hey, I gotta go use the bathroom.
They caught their landlord's couch on fire.
When they were staying in his garage.
And his wife was on oxygen.
Yeah. Don't smoke in the house. We literally have an attached garage. But don't smoke in the house. Okay, just smoke in the garage, guys. Caught the fucking couch I'm sleeping on fire. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good fucking God, guys. How are you not dead?
It's getting warmer out around here. Why can't they stay in their camper house?
They probably could now.
Their house is a living room on wheels, and that makes me happy.
Idiot news, though.
Okay.
That is always wonderful. Always a highlight.
And we're alarmed, because you said this could be the last, at least
yeah,
for quite a while.
Yeah, it could be the last. Like I said, I can't remember what the last one I told you guys about was. They, the windows out of their new home got broken out of.
And trying to move to Huntington.
And, yeah, well, that leads in exactly into the story. I have, found out they applied for an apartment up there. I mean, this is after Troll applied for a job up there, working with his buddy. It makes sense. They're roommates. They go to work together, make things easier for everyone, right? So they go to get an apartment up there, and they turn an application, they get an interview, and then they're going to do a walkthrough. Okay? They like the place. Tell them to take it. Sounds wonderful, right? Well, that evening, they decide to move in right away. They got the keys, go move in right away. And they're making trips back and forth.
This is their Mary Tyler Moore moment.
It is.
They're going to make it after all.
It is until trip number five.
What, how do they have to make so many trips? Why not just...
Start in the morning.
No. But why make so many trips?
Well, because they one lives in one... I mean, they accumulated together in the RV.
Which you can't fit that many things into.
Which, well, one guy has all his stuff there. The other one has his stuff somewhere else in a different town. So they've had to go to two different places to pick stuff up.
Yeah, but you could literally just hook the camper up to a truck and just haul
Take
it
with
there.
It?
And
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Stuff.
Why make so many trips?
I don't know. I think that's going somewhere else.
Are you saying these guys don't make good life decisions?
Oh, I'd say not, because on the fifth trip back, the tall one, Jason, he drives because Troll doesn't have a license. I don't know if it's because he's too short or the DWIs or something like that. I don't know.
Accommodation.
Where it goes in there.
It's the written test.
Why he's already on probation and all.
I think it's unfair that you make me take a written test when I can't read.
Yeah. He's backing up to the truck to get ready to unload things and hits a house. Because this apartment isn't necessarily like in a traditional apartment building. It's a like, I guess, a duplex or a triplex or whatever. Mm-hmm. They have the front of the house is an apartment that they're renting. They have an upstairs neighbor and landlord lives in the apartment out back. Elderly lady.
I'm glad that their authority figure will be so close to see them fuck up so quickly.
Yeah, that shit sucks, by the way. A duplex living.
Yeah.
Triplex. Yeah. Uh-uh.
Well, they back up and everybody in the house hears it. It's toward the evening, it's dark out. Maybe it was an accident. Maybe the driver's a fucking moron. Whatever. So she comes around. She's like, you know, what happened? He's like, hey, sorry, it's dark. I'm back to the house. She's like, okay, not a problem. I'll have my son over. I'll get him over. We'll get this, you know, we'll get it sealed up for the night. Then we'll talk about tomorrow. We'll talk about how, you know, getting replaced and how we're paying for it and everything. Guy comes over, puts up a piece of wood.
That's the nicest way that anybody could have handled that situation.
Exactly. So she's cool. She understands. Nope.
So yeah, everyone's super nice to these guys.
So sealed up means they put a hole in the house?
Well, when they backed up and hit the door to the house, it shattered the front window of the house.
Yeah, okay.
Big hole so he came over house. And put a piece of plywood over that so that way it kept, you know, protected from the outside.
Right. I thought they were just trying to angle and, like, hit the side. No, they were trying
they
to, like...
They backed directly into the fucking house. They backed into it.
Yes, I think that's what their thoughts were. If we just put the trailer inside the house, it'll be a lot easier.
Well, they're just using a single truck. They have a single truck.
We got a house
inside
of a house. We're living large.
And I don't know what happens, but they decide to celebrate so they can drink. And in the process of doing so, they fuck some shit up. You know, there's holes in the wall from moving furniture around. Shit's been spilled on the carpets already.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, shit's just in disarray. Okay, I think they fucking broke one of the lights and something else that, like, in the kitchen. So this woman now in the morning comes to talk to them. She's very upset.
Shocking.
She's like, we can't have this. You guys have been here for less than 24 hours, broken a window, damaged the building, and now fucked up the inside of this apartment. That's not cool. We're not doing this.
Right.
So she proceeds to tell them that she's going to keep the deposit, of course.
Yeah.
And then proceeds to call the cops to watch them escort the rest of their shit out. Well, when they get there, they run some names.
Oh, my gosh.
And no, this is actually an improvement. He didn't ask the cop if he had a warrant.
It wasn't his fault this time.
Yeah, so
he didn't snitch on himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait for it.
Oh, no.
Well, and they run some names, and they're like, you know, where are you guys from? Start to ask them basic questions, make sure see if they're going to lie or not. They're like, well, we used to live over in Delaware County and everything, and one guy's like, yeah, I'm on probation over there. And the cop goes, you know, why are you guys moving over here? And he's like, well, we're getting a job and all this business, whatever. And he's like, you know, so you're not moving because you're on probation. He's like, no, but I'm really not supposed to leave the county or move out of the county. But, yeah, we're going to get this place right here because I'm going to start working over here. And he's like, really? And, you know, they make phone calls and find out he's really not supposed to be out of the county, especially moving. You know, they've been signing a lease and everything. That's set. This shit's moved. And he gets arrested.
Hey, do you think that was just a guideline? Like, hey, please don't move?
He gets arrested. You know, and they call Jason an idiot and tell him to take his shit away.
Right.
All right. And then come to find out why it may be over, though, is because Troll's father once again come to save the day. And he bails his son out. He bails his son out, and he goes to him. He's like, why why is it every time you fuck something up, something goes fucking wrong, you get in trouble, Jason's around? He's like, I ain't going to help you no more. It's one or the other. You either lose this dude or don't call me no more. So
their love will prevail.
They're not allowed to hang out no more because his daddy said so. So let's remind ourselves that we had this conversation happened not with a teenager, not with a 16-year-old, but a 44-year-old man.
But this is not over. Their story is not going to be over until they end up in a double suicide.
So Troll told Jason, you can't stay at the trailer anymore. You've got to go.
And Jason yelled, I can't quit you.
No, he went back to his mommy.
That's not a metaphor, is it?
Nope.
First of all, I love these guys.
Oh, they're the best.
I hate to see them split up, you know? I don't know.
Where does our show go from here? It's become a staple.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we gotta get them back together.
It's like an anthology at this point.
We have to kill the dad, metaphorically speaking, with a gun.
Or actually. And,
Well, I'd say we could use one of his, but they're in a pawn shop somewhere.
Well, he's got that one.
He got the one.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, that was the original wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was like the original story.
Or you know what? This could be the start of something even better. Both of them can find another one.
I found a taller, dumber friend.
Yeah, and the other one's like, I found a shorter, dumber friend.
And they're just running across each other at a bar with their new friends, and they just think of what could have been.
It could be four of them in a pack, you know. Now.
Absolutely. Yams, you said you had a bit of a follow-up that I'm intrigued by.
Oh, you want to go? You want to lead off with that?
Technically, lead off with a beer review, so no.
Well, you know what I mean. Shut up. I have troll news.
Yay! He got stabbed last week.
He got stabbed.
By a man in a closet.
You're kind of hitting the nail on the head. Just keep that in mind. That exact sentence. Remember it.
Did he get stabbed in the head?
No, he didn't get stabbed in the head.
Okay, sorry. That'd be fucked up, stabbing a midget in the head.
Where did you get that from?
Hit the nail on the head, hit the midget on the head with a knife, whatever.
Did he actually get in here, or was it like as soon as he got there?
No, like, all right, here's what happened.
The guy went to his fucking his girlfriend. Well, I'm just saying, like, stab him.
He goes to a bar in Muncie, okay?
Well, you know, actually, just real quick before you jump into the story, what if he thought that he caught his girlfriend being a child molester?
What?
And then you stab the kid.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess you wouldn't stab the kid. Yeah. If I stab the girl, never mind.
It was bad either way.
You know, it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Right. You ready now?
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Yeah. Ready?
No.
All right, so like I said, he goes up around Ball State and goes to one of the bars that they're munching.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess things are going good. He calls Jason. I guess they've been slightly on the outs. Okay. Into it a little bit. We're mad at each other for something.
Jason was the boyfriend in the closet?
All right. So,
no, he calls Jason.
And Jason comes up there. And they meet up with this girl. And he goes home with this girl. All right. They leave with her, go back to her apartment.
They? Come as in both? It.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. He was playing wingman and shit, you know.
For troll?
Yeah.
When you play wingman, you don't go home with them.
Well, whatever.
The apartment you leave.
He was the with wingman. He's the fucking bird.
You got to remember, Troll videotaped his girlfriend and showed Jason. So, you know, it's
yeah,
like
but then
they
Jason
go home.
Took her. He just took her. Everybody knows the strongest relationships between men and women can be. Well, you can call dibs. Oh, fuck. I guess you can have my wife. Don't really have much of a choice now.
So they get back there to her place. And I guess he's been, like, really looking for a girlfriend lately.
Shocking.
All right.
So, I looked everywhere, man. I looked at the peephole that I drilled in the bathroom at the Walmart. I looked in trucker ads, which are still a thing.
But I guess her ex-boyfriend, who's, like apparently was still into her and shit, caught wind that she had somebody over. So he goes there and shows the fuck up. And, like, they start arguing and shit. And then, like, she comes out and starts getting into it. And then, I guess, while he's there, they start to make up. They're talking about getting back together.
While the midget's still there.
Yep.
And presumably this is happening in front of him.
This causes him to go into like this weird, depressive, inner hate mode. And he goes in the house and like locks himself in the bathroom or a closet. And stabbed himself.
Wait, no.
That's why I couldn't find a police report about it. Because he stabbed himself and didn't call the fucking cops.
What the fuck?
All right. Wait, Jason finds out what happens and goes, dude, you fucked your shit up. And he's like, we gotta go to the hospital. And so they go to the fucking hospital and he gets stitches, no police report. All right.
For a stabbing?
How many times did he stab himself?
Once.
Just what I was about to say. Like, how many times?
So I guess it was a lot of blood, like, and yeah. Jason was, like, really worried about it. He took him to the hospital.
And you're bleeding out. I should suck your dick. Yeah. I mean, take you to the hospital.
You can't die. No, not yet.
How big of a knife could a midget carry, though, really? I mean.
Swiss Army.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
So, oh, shit, that was the toothpick, not the blade.
So, yeah, that's what happened.
So, I'll show this bitch, right? I'm going to go in her bathroom, right? Correct?
Yeah.
And her closet. I hope this closet's like, I'm going to bleed all over this bitch's clothes. Watch. I mean, I'm sure I have less blood than the average human, but what I have, I'm going to get on her drapes.
Like, what makes you think going to do that
know.
While
like,
watching somebody argue and then get
quite
back together?
Like suicidal depression, but it's in that self-harm.
It's like, fuck,
and
I hate myself.
He just about such a weird way.
There's suicide attempts, there's cutting. Self-stabbing, not a thing.
Yeah, gut, you know, stabbing is not a thing. Yeah, you don't do that.
I'm sad, I'm going to go be a pincushion. In a stranger's closet.
That yeah. I'm trying to hook up.
Let me move this box of socks, I'm going to fucking stab myself. I don't know why you'd have a box of socks in your closet, but I also don't know why you'd have a midget stabbing yourself.
Why would you have a midget picking up a box of socks? How big is this box? That's
did he just
great.
Crawl inside the box? But yeah, that's what happened.
Was he trying to frame them?
No, I think he was just depressed.
I've
mean, that's
been
it.
There, but I've never stabbed myself.
It's right. Literally either. The worst thing to do because yeah. So long. And you don't have the balls to do it again after that.
Oh, should
they stab themselves and be like, I got one more in me.
Jason was just sitting outside.
I guess he's watching the whole thing unfold, just hanging out. Like a good wingman does.
Where'd my friend go? Oh, he's now in the closet.
Well, he's not getting beat up, so I guess everything's going great.
You have to, like, explain yourself as you're helping him out the door.
Yeah. Let me get my weird troll out of your house.
Sorry about my short friend and, you know, all the blood.
I swear this never happens.
What the fuck?
This is the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
This is like, hold my beer, I'm going to bleed on their shit.
That is some fucked up shit.
You guys think it's the action is what's weird. I honestly think the location is what makes it so weird.
Yeah, he like went up in the house and shit.
Let me go
You're
in
talking
the house
to
while
your
you guys
recently
argue.
Reacquired girlfriend, and a short man holding a knife looks behind her and just hops in the closet.
What the fuck is Chucky doing?
And then you hear, because he stepped outside.
I think they were outside, and he went back in the house.
He did it by himself. Oh, no. No.
This looks like this is a good location. Nobody's here to watch me do this.
Like, at that point, you do it in front of them, right?
That's what I was thinking.
No.
I'm going to lock them out of their own house.
Inside, yeah.
And then die in a closet. They'll never get my stink out of this house. Oh, my God. It's like when a mouse dies in the wall. Like you get, there's the funny smell.
Smell, but you don't know where the
you
fuck
can't
it's
find
at.
It. Yeah. Oh shit! It was the midget in the closet. I feel like we could make a version of Clue out of this. Oh, it was the short
somehow
dude.
Somehow he
wakes
himself behind the water heater, drags him out.
He's stuck in one of those little glue traps.
Oh, look, he died how he lived. Uncomfortably. And, well, face down, ass up. Face down, ass up. And we'll hold your beer.
That's fucking good.
Oh, man. Bad.
I told you it was a good one.
You fucking think? All right. Well, I guess we got to calm down a little bit. Honestly, I paused the podcast and went and threw up. And I feel a little bit better.